All right, let's just look for a moment about that, this idea that we were looking about, this heritage of the fear of the Lord this morning. Let's just look at a couple passages that will help us get an idea of how to recognize these things. Look in Psalm 33. Now, while you headed over to 33, stop in 34. Remember, we're talking about a heritage for those that fear God. Psalm 61:5, David said that God had given to him the heritage. And one of those things that we talked about the heritage this morning was God whispers to us. That secret, you know, on the couch, that personal intimacy, that intimate fellowship with him. He doesn't have to raise his voice. He doesn't have to talk over the crowd. We're close and personal with him, and he reveals the secret of his covenant to us. But in Psalm 34, look, if you would, in about verse number 7. Look in verse number 7. These things are to encourage us. It's part of the heritage of those that fear the Lord. What does it say here? The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who what? And delivers them. Isn't that a wonderful revelation there? Not only do we get to hide in the nest and under the pinions of the Almighty, but we know who the angel of the Lord is, right? Yes. That in the Old Testament days, that was that theophany of the Son of God. That would be Christ before he took upon flesh in that womb of Mary and became what we know of as Jesus, our Redeemer, the angel of the Lord. When the angel of the Lord showed up, Israel was delivered. Israel was set free. It didn't matter how many or what was they were battling, that the angel of the Lord brought deliverance to them. And the scripture says, for those that fear God. And remember, what does it mean to fear him? The idea of fear means to give place to him, to give place and priority to God, to give place to him. When we give place to him, you can't give place to him unless you trust him. You're not going to give place to him unless you trust him. So we know that to give place to him, you have to have faith in him. And when you have faith in him, you place your confidence in him. And the scripture says the angel of the Lord surrounds or encamps around those that fear him. And if anything is able to penetrate that encampment, it is only because the angel of the Lord allowed it. Y'all hear me here? If anything gets into the encampment that the angel of the Lord is surrounding, it's because the angel of the Lord allowed it to happen. Nobody's going to overcome him. Nothing is going to triumph over him. Nothing's going to defeat him. If he allows it in, he allows it in for a purpose and for a reason. So the angel of the Lord encamps around those that fear him. That is a legacy that belongs to the people of God. That is a heritage that we have in him. Look in 33 in about verse number 18. This gives us insight. 33:18, that word behold, what kind of word is that? That's a faith word. You have to see this as well as all that God reveals to us by faith. Remember, faith is what? Seeing, agreeing, and acting on what God reveals. We believe God. We trust what he says. And as a result, that is placing faith in him. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who what? So a heritage that we have for fearing God is that God's eye is upon us. Not only does he encamp around us and surround us, but we have God's eye. God's watchful eye. And who are those that fear him? This is the rest of the verse explains what that means to fear God. That is on those who what? Hope in his hesed, his mercy. Those who anticipate, expect Him to be who He is. Merciful. They are expecting God, not God to deal with me based on my transgressions and my iniquity and my sin, but those who are expecting God to be merciful with them. That's the man or the woman, the boy or girl that fears God. That God promises mercy. God grants mercy. God's mercies are new how often?
Every morning.
So I am looking for His mercies. I'm anticipating His mercies. And His mercies is His goodness, His covenant faithfulness of good, His good and upright ways that God gives to us. That idea is that I mentioned this morning. Remember when I sat here by Stephanie and put my arm around her and whispered into her ear that I can expect God in His mercy to sit with me and speak to me and plant life in me to walk with Him. I can anticipate that, and that's the man that fears God. That is a heritage that God sees me where I'm at. I can't go anywhere and not escape Him. Even as the psalmist said in Psalm 139, remember he said, if I go to the utter ends of the earth, I can't escape You. I can't get away from You at all. So we see that. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear Him. Who are they? Those who hope in His mercy. What does He do? Why is His eye on them? To what? Deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive when? Didn't mean that they won't have to go through the famine, but God promises to do what in the famine? To sustain them through it. And when a famine is happening, what happens in the midst of a famine? When a beast is hungry, a beast will even throw off its normal timidness toward a man. You take a hungry coyote for an example. Old coyote. Normally, when a coyote sees you, they always try and avoid you. They don't want to see you, and they don't want you to see them. But when they get puny and they're hungry, they'll start coming up to your yard. They'll come and try to find something from you. Why? Because they're hungry. They throw off all that guard. Well, in a famine is the same way. They're trying to find food. Everybody's fighting for food. And God said He'll keep you alive, but not only keep you alive, what does it say? He'll surround you. He'll surround you to deliver us. To deliver us. That is a heritage. I don't have to question that heritage. Amen. I don't have to doubt nor question God in any kind of way. I can trust Him that He says when I give place to Him and I anticipate His mercy and expect His mercy, He gives me the heritage of those that fear Him, and that is He will surround me, that He will deliver me, He will supply what I need to keep me alive. Doesn't mean I'm not going to get thin in the famine, but He's still going to meet every need that I have through the midst of it. That's just who He is. He also says that. Look in Psalm 147. Psalm 147. Looking about verse number 11. Not only is the eye of the Lord upon us, and because the eye of the Lord is upon us, that tells us that something is going on in the heart of God, in the ways of God, for that to be so. Look in verse 11 of Psalm 147. The Lord takes pleasure in those who what? In those who do what? Hope in His mercy. Same thing with Psalm 33:18 said, but in Psalm 33:18 it says, Brandon, the eye of the Lord is upon those that fear Him. In this passage, it gives us a glimpse to why is God's eye on us. That is because God takes pleasure in those that fear Him. Amen. So that takes us even deeper into the heart of God. God takes pleasure in those that fear Him, and because He takes pleasure in that, He then puts His eye upon us. And when we are the apple of His eye, that's the idea, the apple of His eye. What do you do when people or things or whatever it is the apple of your eye? you pay attention to what is in their life, what is involved in their life, what can harm them, hurt them, mature them, grow them. When they have, they're the apple, the center of your eye, you're paying attention to that. So does God. So does God. David even makes reference to that about being the apple of the eye of God, that Israel was the apple of God's eye, the people of God, and that heritage that we have, that look, when I give proper place to the Lord, when I give place to Him, God takes pleasure in that. Amen. Because He takes pleasure in it, He places His eye upon me. He protects me, and He delivers me through. Look in Psalm 16. Look what David said. Remember, we're talking about this heritage that has been given to him because he feared the Lord. Preserve me, O God, for in you I put my trust. I place my trust. You notice how that always is applied. A man that fears God is a man that's going to trust God. Amen. A man that fears God is a man that trusts God. A man that trusts God treasures Him. That's just why we give place to Him. Verse 2, O my soul, you have said to the Lord, you are my Lord. My goodness is nothing apart from you. As for the saints who are on the earth, what are they? They are the excellent ones in whom is all my delight. You see, not only David included himself that this heritage is not just for me, but it's for all those that fear God. And those that fear God, he classified them as the excellent ones upon the earth. Because God delights in them, he said, I delight in them. They are my delight as well. They have characteristics about them that I delight in. There's nothing wrong with being delighted in the people of God. Matter of fact, that's a blessing, amen. That's a gift. That's part of the heritage. That's part of the heritage. That's part of the heritage. We live in a society that wants to badmouth us because we find delight in the people of God who can discern God's will, who can discern between what is right and what is wrong, who can discern those things, who can discern what is vile and what is not. We find pleasure in people that, we find delight in people that can do that. Amen?
Amen.
That's where our delight is among. Verse number 4, their sorrow shall be multiplied who hasten after another God. Their drink offerings of blood I will not offer, nor take up their names on my lips. Verse 5, O Lord, you are the what? You are the portion, the lot of my inheritance in my cup and my cup. You maintain my lot. The lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Yes, I have a good inheritance. You can't help but rejoice in the Lord and the inheritance that He's given you when you fear Him. Amen.
Amen.
Verse 7, he says, I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My heart will instruct me in the night season. I have set the Lord always before me because He is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. He surrounds me. I'm encamped. Therefore, verse 9, therefore my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will rest in hope, for you will not leave my soul in Sheol, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. You will show me the path of life, that is the right path with the right person. In your presence is the fullness of joy, and at your right hand are pleasures forevermore. That's one of my favorite sections of all the Psalms. The right person, the right path, and the right place with the right pleasures.
Amen.
Can't help but produce the right kind of praise. Amen.
Amen.
Let's close with one more. Look in Psalm 119. 119. This goes along with this thought right here. Looking at Psalm 119, verse 74, and we'll wrap it up. Remember what David said? The excellent ones on the earth, your saints, those that fear you, is where my delight's at. Now look what this verse says, the same thing. Verse 74 of 119. Those who fear you will be what? They will be excited. Amen?
Amen.
Just like these little ones, they excited. You got one looking back at Maddie Walker squealing like a little sow pig. Oh, that's all right. But she's happy. Look. Then she gets Maddie Walker stirred up. Look, when y'all next time y'all in Walmart and y'all see a brother that squeal like a pig, amen? You see in family, amen? Tell them, huh? You squeal like a pig. Verse 74, those who fear you will be glad when they see me, because I, like them, have also hoped in what? Your word, O Lord. Your word. Man. They will be glad when they see me, because we both have hope in your word. That's a heritage. That's a blessing. That's a gift from God. And David said in Psalm 61:5, Lord, you have given me the heritage of those that fear you. I'm glad when I see other men and women that fear you.
Come on.
I know that you're surrounding me. I know that you have me protected. When my heart is overwhelmed, lift me up and put me back in the nest in that high rock that's above all the scoundrels of the earth, all the skunks that are trying to get to those eggs or whatever it may be. Lift me up. I know your eyes upon me, because you take pleasure and delight in those that fear you. And Lord, I delight in them too.
Amen.
And I'm glad when I come across them. Amen?
Amen.
That's a heritage. That's a gift. Don't ever be ashamed of the portion of the lot and the heritages that God's given you in the kingdom. Amen? His lots that fall towards you, they're pleasant. They're good. He's chosen you for a particular purpose and cause. And you can praise Him for it. And thank Him. Thank Him for the people that He brings into your life. Thank Him He's got you protected and guarded and covered, and that you can rejoice in His presence and squeal like a little sow when you're around those that you can communicate with. Amen?
Amen.
You look at them. They communicate with one. Let them go. Let them go, Janet. Let them go. Look at them communicating with one another. They can talk. They can talk. Little kid talk, huh?
Oh, yeah.
They know exactly what they're talking about. We trying to decipher what little Parmalee's trying to say when she squeals, huh? Other than she's happy. She's happy. She's happy. If she can get over that pew over there with Maddie Walker, she'd bail over it right now. Huh, Parmalee? Remember what we talked about, childlike faith? Maddie Walker and Parmalee, they don't know everything that can be known about Janet or Brittany. I know where Brittany's been, what Brittany's seen, what Brittany's done, but she trusts her mama.
Yeah, amen.
Trust her mama. Don't have to know everything she knows. Don't have to know everything that she's seen or heard or done, but she trusts her mama's love. And when she needs it, even though she's weaned, she'll jump right up in her lap like a weaned child. And David's going to tell us that in Psalms here, coming up, Psalm 131. He said, like a weaned child, I jumped up into your lap, O Lord, just to be in your presence so you can whisper your loving kindness to me. And that's what childlike faith. We don't have to know everything. We don't have to know everything that He's doing, what He's done, everything. We trust Him with our life. Amen?
Amen.
We trust that that's the gift of that fear of the Lord, that we give place to Him as our Father, as our Redeemer, as our Savior, as our Lord, as our Master. And we do what He asked us to do. We may not do it, just like those little ones are not going to do it every time, just like the way their mama or grandma tells them to do it, but they're patient and kind and show them again and again, teaching them, learning them. Well, that's how He works with us. Amen?
Amen.
And boy, we can count on Him, for He is good and upright and faithful. He is faithful. I see that grin. Father, we thank you tonight. We bless you. We ask you to help us with these. Teach us. Thank you for this heritage that we can trust in you, whether it's dealing with people or problems or circumstances or storms or troubles or whatever it is. You use pain and affliction and comforts and all those things in our life to make us more and more like Jesus. It's not what we're necessarily going through, even though you use them. It's you who are renewing us and transforming us to prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will. We're all going through things. We all will go through things, whether we give an account to you or not, but it's those that give place to you and priority to you that you are shaping and molding and making more and more like you. So we praise you and thank you for the gifts. We thank you for the treasure of the fear of the Lord. Thank you for the stability and strength of wisdom and knowledge. And I pray that we would walk in what we know, and that what we don't, you'll sit with us, whisper into our ear, that we can walk in your favor and power. In Jesus' name, amen.